for unto us a child is born. Amen. Amen. So 2008, we had one building on this property. It was that barn up there at the top of the hill, and we were worshiping in a storefront down in Daphne, and we decided to come up here and have Christmas Eve service. And so we did, and we had it in the barn, and it was cold, and we had heaters, and we did it by choice. A year later, we had this building built, but none of that building was not built. And so we moved our Christmas Eve service, and there was no buildings out there. And we had our second Christmas Eve service by choice outside. This was not by choice. And it's a fitting thing for us to do this year, right? A lot of things we faced this year, we had to face, but not by choice. It's something that was put upon us. So I have a very short word I want to offer you tonight. And I just want to say that what a good thing it is to gather out here and worship a God who has chosen to be born among us. Amen. God who, rather than leave us in darkness, became light and overcame the darkness. With all the faith that the Holy Spirit can muster up in me and my heart and my soul, like so many of you, I'm simply just trying to navigate these past weeks and after this whole past 9 months. But with all the faith the Holy Spirit can muster in me, I just want to say this with confidence. Nothing is impossible in a world that God chooses to be born. That's the one word I want to offer you tonight. Nothing is impossible in a world where a God chooses to be born. When I think honestly about the birth of Christ, I cannot help but see that everything that seems to drag the world into darkness and despair and hopelessness is being confronted and challenged by this birth. This birth said, no, something else is going to happen here. For you little guys that are here, there's no greater excitement than Christmas. I mean, of all the celebrations that you'll experience in your life and that I've experienced, the one that happens around Christmas time is just as special, is it not? Don't ever lose that because there's mystery in that excitement. There's something there that's beyond the presence, and it's stirring you as you get older. I hope you don't lose the joy and the excitement, but it'll begin to make more meaning for you as you face the days and years ahead of your life. So I just say that to you. Listen to the voice of the angels. And I just love the shepherds. After the angels left, what did they do? They just ran to Bethlehem. They ran there and they said, we want to go see this thing that God is doing. And then in the stillness, the scriptures don't say this, but I think there's the stillness of that first night. It was just Mary and Joseph and the baby. Maybe some animals were there. And the word tells us that Mary treasured all those things she had heard in her heart. She treasured them and pondered them. And I just want to say to you children that are here, what a blessed thing that you have a parent that treasures you and honors you and loves you. And that's just the beauty of a birth, is it not? So for you students that are not children, and I'm just going to call ourselves us life learners, you know, for us life learners, I was really struck by the transition or the transition in the tense of the Isaiah passage. Listen to this. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in deep darkness, on them light has shone. For unto us a child is born and a son is given, and the government shall be on his shoulders, and his name shall be great. What a great promise. And the word spoken to the shepherds, fear not, for I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For to you is born this day, not just to some, you know, undescript name, but to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior. To you is born a Savior. In what ways does this birth cry out to me and to you for us to consider maybe a different way as we approach 2021, a new way of living out our relationships, at home or at work, at school and at play, a new way to approach the hurdles that life just pops up in front of us. Perhaps we face upcoming months with a newfound hope in the God who took on flesh and came among us. I want to close with another Christmas story that's in the scriptures, and you might not have ever read it before. If you've read it, you didn't really see it as a Christmas story. It's one of my favorites, and it comes from the very first chapter of Hebrews. And I'm having to take these off to get my glasses to unfog here. Listen to this story. Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days, He has spoken to us by His Son, whom He appointed the heir of all things, through whom also He created the world. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of His nature. And He upholds the universe by the word of His power. After making purifications for sins, He sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. That's the Christmas message. And while we stumble in the darkness, God is light. While we tend to just wander from the fold over and over again, He relentlessly searches for us like a shepherd searches for his sheep. God stepped down into this creation and was birthed as a child to be light of the world. One of my favorite songs, and I'll close with this verse. Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see. Beauty that makes this heart adore you. Hope of the world spent with you. Amen. Amen.